Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen and hello and welcome. This is Lily from your community radio station in Graz, Austria, Radio Helsinki. And we are delighted to present to you the latest edition of our Indire series. Together with seven other community radios all over Europe, we explore the freshest and most exciting new artists in our local independent and subculture music scenes. And this week it's Austria's turn again. Schön, dass ihr hier seid, and happy to have you here. Currently it is raining here in Graz and the weather is kind of gloomy and melancholic. But with our musical selection we aim to warm even the coldest of hearts. So let's jump right into it. This is Radio Helsinki and I'm excited to present to you Billy Empek with her heartwarming song Back. That was Billy Empek, a young artist whom I happened to meet at a concert and was introduced through a mutual friend. That's how you meet people within the music scene, isn't it? Speaking of this so-called scene, we'll be chatting about it in a moment with Sundl, Austrian-based goth god, who recently released his third album. We also have the youngsters from Efeu joining us. They took my heart by storm with their sound, which could be described as a new kind of austropop with a strong and political message. Half Darling also took the time for an interview and will be diving into their debut album and speaking with two of the darlings. But before that, let's enjoy a fresh song that has found its way into my playlist in the past few weeks. Let's meet Holly, who is asking, when are we allowed to be satisfied with ourselves? Wann dürfen wir mit uns zufrieden sein?
Okay. gemachten Drogen. Wir fürchten die Psychosen. Ein Leben in der Blase. Die Sehnsucht nach Ekstase. Ein Rausch, so perfekt. Ich lass mich auf den Scheiß nicht ein. Wann dürfen wir, wann dürfen wir mit uns zufrieden? Ich leg mich hin und wehr mich. Es ginge besser, ginge schwerer. Ich will jetzt bloß keinen
Christian Sundl. I am a musician, producer, drummer, and I also run a tape label. I started making music as a drummer for the band Lady Lynch. I had different projects during the last 10, 15 years, and in 2019, I started my solo project called simply Sundl, which is my last name.
For years, Christian Sundl has been haunting Austrian clubs with a symphony of horror, with a sense of rhythm, a love of repetition and a flirtation with post-punk, goth, techno, house and dark wave. He transports listeners into his worlds of time-honored drum machines, synths and darkly shimmering imagery, samples and lyrics. Always danceable, always introspective and certainly always refreshing. I met Sundl online and talked to him about his third album, simply called Three the Austrian music scene and his passion for DIY. We will listen to select moments from the interview, intertwined with his captivating sounds.
There's this label called Goth House, under which the music is, that's the category I put it in. I just made it up, but I think it's, I take like classic house beats, like late 80s, 90s stuff, but the sounds are a bit more darker than in classic house music, so more from a goth, post-punk, noise influences. Most of the time I compose everything on the computer, and then I record it on analog drum machines or synthesizers, and then Philipp Fortuber takes the part of mixing everything. And he also has some creative inputs then. Let's say most of the time, I just use recordings I have on my computer. Like for, let's take Radiateur on the song Darker. He was recording his EP, and I helped him with the vocal recording. And so I just had this vocal on my computer, and I just used it and put it in a song.
I listen to the sounds and the silence that surround me, walking further into the thicket. It's getting warmer, it's getting darker. We'll be right back.
a lot of songs, like the lyrics and everything, I see that as a surreal poems, or somewhere, I think in a press kit of the first album, there was also the label Surrealist Techno, and I kind of liked that. It could work in a club setting, I think, but I never have that in mind when I'm like making music. I'm more into like a, I mean, not like a club where you just where it's just like techno DJ music, but I enjoy playing live, and I also think that it's a bit different than on the record. But I think it's especially because of the volume, it can be more fun than just listening to the record. But I like, you know, I like to play in the, let's say, DIY clubs where like you normally would have like a band setting, because I also, like, as a drummer, I come from a band. I see music as a band thing, and I make like house or techno music not because I want to dance to it, but because I just simply want to listen to it. And I also just sit at home and listen to old house songs, but I don't need to be in a club to dance to them.
We'll be right back.
like a lot of people from this scene I would call my friends, because you see them everywhere at every concert show, and you just hang out with them. I don't think that like there's too much like of a musical connection. Like everyone, I think, is doing a bit their own stuff, and it's probably more like an approach to music, how you would what role music plays in your life or something like that. I don't know. Everyone is asking everyone to like play support or share maybe also rehearsal rooms, but also like to organize concerts together, so you can have also a broader audience. If you put if you like make a show with three artists who would all like sound the same, it would probably narrow down the audience a bit. But so it's I don't know, it's like obviously supporting one another is helpful for everyone. I see free radio like as a part of the DIY music scene. I mean, like the same way new young bands hardly have a chance to play like in a big venue, they also don't have a chance to be played like in a what's the other regular public radios? So free radios are the give the same support as like the DIY clubs do. Hallo, ich bin Sundl und ihr hört Radio Helsinki, das beste freie Radio in Graz.
Let's Meet Efeu, a young band from Western Austria who now reside in Vienna and who planted themselves in my mind a few weeks ago with a song, much like the Abbey plant their band name refers to. Their song, Feuerwehr, Polizei, is not only incredibly catchy, but also sends us a strong political message. Dear police, we don't want to see you on our streets. Wir wollen euch nicht auf unseren Straßen sehen. Efeu just released their debut EP on Azim Records, and with their next song, they are delivering the summer hit for all the exiles in Vienna, where all houses could possibly belong to all of us and to no one alone. This is Efeu with In Wien.
Commit in this. damit weiß gespritzt und süß von den Gassen verschlungen. Komm mit mir hinaus, hinaus nach Favorit.
That was Gaspedal by Scofie and Skyfarmer, another gem from the young and thriving Viennese music scene. Now we're getting to our last act that we have the pleasure of introducing to you, another band that caught my attention in the last couple of weeks with the release of their debut just a few days away when this broadcast goes on air. I had the opportunity to interview Half Darling and talk to them about their debut album, but first we will listen to their smash hit Tricks or Truths.
As a the trick about the start of stopping, stopping at the start.
Half Darling skillfully navigates through various levels of pop history, combining elements of punk, noise, hip-hop, love songs and even Steve Reich. Their music is a collection of selective connections, creating an independent, thought-provoking and distinctly feminist aesthetic. On their self-titled debut album, the songs exude a high level of energy. The band focuses on minimalistic structures, rhythmic shifts and the power of repetition, resulting in a captivating and intense listening experience. Half Darling creates musical gems that intertwine loops, beats, energetic sounds and pop-infused hooks, constantly pushing the boundaries and delivering impact that resonates beautifully. I had the pleasure to speak to Lisa and Gregor of Half Darling, but in my opinion, they were full-grown darlings.
Hi.
We are
one part of Half Darling. Yes. My name is Gregor.
And I'm Lisa.
And we're happy to be here.
So the music that we play is, I just think of our PR text where we have some English lines in it and they start to pop up, fortunately. So our music is straightforward, straight in your face. And I think it's punk rockish and has a little bit of hip hop in it and also has rock affinity. So I think it's a wider spectrum. That like includes different genres and types of music, but I think it mixes up a special thing that is our style, I would say.
Everything we do has a kind of a weird flavor, I guess. That's what people say. We're a weird gang. After the ending of another musical project, I was unemployed musically and bored and started to record ideas for myself and kept collecting those sketches. And after a while I thought maybe I should meet other people to realize the stuff. And I was looking for other people, and luckily I found the people that we are playing as now.
So here's the Austrian.
So here's the Austrian flavor. You wanted it that way. No, yeah. I mean, on the other hand, we all know each other for quite a long time. We've had other projects together.
Yeah.
We are friends. We are almost kind of family.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a really nice mixture.
Yeah. I think this also helped us out with the musical style. I mean, Gregor basically was the one suggesting the direction and the musical style and gives the tone. Like he offers the compositions, but still it's all of us who then do the arrangements, and we all have inputs on it. And I think so that we have that we know each other. The most of us knew each other before, and also that we come from different musical directions, but that we also share different type of genres, helped us out in understanding what we try to build. And I think it happened rather naturally and easily. The vocals are steady. That's me, my position. Also Gregor on the guitar and Werner on the drums. And then we have Elise on the synths. And those synthesizers also can be interpreted as a bass, basically. This is how the band started. But then Elise wasn't available all the time in the last year. So Oliver stepped up and he then started to play the synths as well as bass, because he's also a bass player. So it's either or, Elise or Oliver, and Johanna is on the guitar. So usually it's Johanna on the guitar, Lisa on the vocals, Gregor on one guitar, Werner on the drums, and then Elise or Oliver. Or also another option is that it's Elise on the synthesizers and Oliver on the other guitar instead of Johanna. So we have different options, but still five people on stage usually.
Some people are slow diggers. They like go figure, taking their time, figure their speed out. Some people leave others behind.
Came up with Half Darling. We liked it because if there's a half darling, there's another half that you have to imagine, and mostly you choose a counterpart. So we imagined people would imagine something really nasty on the other half, and it. There is enough space for people's imagination, I guess. I mean, for me, I complete the sentence with half darling, complete asshole, but others don't like that. We'll be right back.
So the album is 7 songs that are different, but still have, I think they all share a tone, I would say. Yeah, it's like, it's fast. It's full of energy. Like it has a high energy level, and it has a lot of text. Like it goes, and yeah, Gregor.
It's good.
It's 7 pearls on an album.
Yeah, and it took a long time to make it due to the COVID restrictions and other circumstances, like broken knees, babies that came up, and all kinds of difficult
irritations.
Difficult, yeah, but we finally made it, and we're quite happy about it.
Yeah, we're very happy with it.
Viennese music scene is quite cool. There's lots of stuff and lots of different projects that are really great. What can you say about it?
I think it's a tight-knit scene to some extent, because Vienna isn't that big of a city. So there's a lot of people who will know each other from different contexts, different backgrounds, different friendship circles, different music genres, different all that type of stuff. But so it's tight-knit, but on the other hand, I think it's also diverse. And I like the I don't know, yeah, open-mindedness of also there is different types of venues that are open to a lot of different type of musical genres, and will offer their venue to let different music styles be happening there, which is great. Well, you still have, of course, your, I don't know, how could you say that? Let's not paint idealistic pictures here. Like there is still a lot of male dominated musical scenes and venues as well. There is the queer scene coming up and the queer scene flourishing. There is a lot of Flinta and queer bands coming up.
This is your darling Lily from Radio Helsinki in Graz, and with another tune from Half Darling's debut release, I want to say goodbye to you all. Thanks for listening in to our selection of Austria's finest, and support your local subculture scene wherever you are. This was Radio Helsinki for Ingi Reh. Danke fürs Zuhören. Bussi und Baba, dein freies Radio Helsinki.
Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Indire, featured song.
Vienna-based band Zinn has released an anti-capitalist anthem titled Das Kapital. Let their catchy tune and strong political stance take you away and Bussi aus Graz. This is Radio Helsinki calling and this is Zinn with Das Kapital. Funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.